second hour of the Globe Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, host of the program. Glad you guys could be with us for the program today. And as per usual, we've got a ton of news and information to get into in the second hour of the broadcast. Wide open phone lines for you today at 1-800-313-9443. And this is not a rebroadcast. This is live at 8:01 a.m. Central Standard Time here on this Saturday morning edition on the February 16th edition of the program. And so we'd like to hear from you all today. My website is theglobalreality.com. If you'd like to contact me with any news items or anything else of that nature, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. And I do a weekday show, so you can get all the information pertaining to that there as well. And I had Eustace Mullins on my program yesterday for an hour and a half. And, man, I got to tell you, what an American treasure that guy is, I tell you. Last surviving protege of the poet Ezra Pound, the first guy to ever expose the Federal Reserve. And, you know, he's getting on up there in the years. He's in a nursing home. But, man, I tell you what, you get him going on this information, man, and he wants to get it out. And it's, you know, I just feel a responsibility, you know, for these old guys. Because, folks, when they're gone, the only version of history that's going to be left is going to be what the New World Order wants you to think it is. So these people that have been doing this research, you know, I mean, my God, Eustace Mullins was researching the Federal Reserve, you know, probably before my dad was born. I mean, this guy's been around for years, but I just feel that we owe all these guys who have played a piece and a part in the puzzle of getting us closer to the truth. I think we owe these guys a debt of gratitude, and so I just want to thank Eustace Mullins for just being the patriot that he is. You know, he gets a lot of grief. A lot of people, he's been attacked, you know, and he's been put in mental homes and had his license taken away from him, things of that nature, all for telling the truth, you know, all for being the first person to expose the Central European bankers and the Rothschilds and all the things of that nature. And that's what it's going to take, you know, is people just not being afraid. Because the truth, again, the truth is not comfortable. It's not something that is warm and fuzzy, and you know, you constantly have to be having your paradigm shattered to get to that next level of understanding. You know, if you stay in one frame of mind or one way of thinking for too long, well, these people are going to figure that out, and then they're going to win. So you constantly, you know, you constantly have to be finding out new information, what the next level of information is. That's why, you know, when I first started finding out about the group, the Council for National Policy, it was completely, you know, amazing to me, because you have all these different factions and groups of people that won't talk about it, and their tentacles go very deep, you know. So definitely those things to talk about. But we've got more news to get into. Real quick before we come on the break, now police are told they can use taser guns on children. This came across the wire from the UK Daily Mail this week. Police have been given a go-ahead to use taser stun guns against children. My God, folks, you know, if the children aren't safe, who is? Now they're saying it's okay for them to use these taser guns on children. Are you kidding me? My God, I mean, England is really the test bed for this. The socialist nightmare that they've got going on over there is the test bed for what they're going to bring over here once Hillary Clinton gets in office. This is what you're going to be living under. That's why you have to pay attention to the nightmare they have going on and do your best to make sure this doesn't come here. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air on the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Big segment of the broadcast here in the second hour of the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I'm the host of the show. My website is theglobalreality.com. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air during any course of the program today. And we've got an absolute insane amount of news and information to get into on the for the rest of the show today. So glad you guys could join us. A big shout out to all of our affiliates, all of our people. Our micro FM guys broadcasting out. I got a word last night of a new affiliate for my program in Chicago, Illinois, and that's blasting out to like 2.8 million people. So a big shout out to all our micro FM guys. And this program is also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. So big hello to everyone listening over there. And so before the break, we were discussing this UK Daily Mail article that came out earlier this week. I mean, you know, as I was saying, folks, you know, the UK and London and England, I mean, those people willfully gave up their rights. They didn't stand up and fight for their rights like we're attempting to do now. They willfully gave them up. And so now now police are told they can use taser guns on children. I'm not playing around and pontificating for effect here. My stomach is really turning just having to read this. I did earlier in the week. And it is now. I mean, I just can't imagine living in a society, ladies and gentlemen, where now police are saying that, yes, it's okay. You know, these things have killed grown men. You know, think about the amount of deaths we've had from these taser guns. Now they're saying, oh, yeah, it's okay. I mean, this is not a joke. Police have given the go-ahead to use taser stun guns against children. The relaxing of restrictions on the use of weapons comes despite warnings that they could trigger a heart attack in youngsters. Until now, tasers which emit a 50,000-volt electrical shock have been only used by specialist officers as a non-lethal alternative to firearms. However, they can now be used against potentially violent offenders, even if they are unarmed. My God. I mean, just take a billy club out and beat them with it. What happened to that? Maybe I'm old school. Maybe I like the old technology. You know, what was wrong with just the billy club? Crack them over the head with that and cuff them and go about your business. No, no, no. We have to have these weapons that essentially reduce people to subhuman levels. And that's what it is. It's really about dehumanization. That's really what it all boils down to. That's what these people love to do. I mean, they don't want to just, rule over you and keep you in a lockdown control grid. No, 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 no. They want to dehumanize you at every turn. That's really what they're all about. It is this decision not to ban their use against minors that is likely to raise serious concerns. Home Office Police Minister Tony McNutty said medical assessments had confirmed the risk of death of serious injury from tasers was low. Well, so low means it doesn't kill thousands or millions, it just kills a few hundred. But, you know, that's okay. That's low. This is just, man, I can't even hardly even talk about this, you know? But he failed to mention that government advisors had also warned of a potential risk to children. The Defense Scientific Advisory Council Medical Committee told the Home Office that not enough was known about the health risks of using this weapon against children. Tasers work by firing metal barbs into the skin that then discharge an electrical charge, which is designed to disable someone long enough for them to allow police to detain them safely. The committee, which is made up of independent scientists and doctors, said that the limited research suggested that there was a risk children could suffer serious cardiac event. It is recommended that officers should be particularly vigilant for any taser-induced adverse response, and said guidance should be amended to identify children and adults of small stature as being a potentially greater risk for the cardiac effects of tasers. The government scientists were also asked to test whether the weapons could cause a miscarriage if used on a pregnant woman. So next they'll be firing these things at pregnant women, I'm sure. My God. I mean, are you starting to get a picture of how much trouble we're in, folks? I mean, I can't even process this. We're not saying whether the police would be allowed to taser an expectant mother. Let me read that one more time, and let me read it real slow for you so you hear that, okay? While not saying whether police would be allowed to taser an expectant mother, they didn't either confirm nor deny whether or not they'd be able to actually taser a pregnant woman. Okay, I get it. The Home Office of the DSAC committee said that they had specifically asked for computer simulations to be carried out to analyze the effect on a pregnant female. So they're not going to actually go snatch up a pregnant woman and taser her to see what the effects are, but they do want computer simulations ran on so they know what the effects are. Okay. And then, of course, if according to the rest of this article, if the probability of death is low, which means, you might have a few hundred die, not a few thousand or a few hundred thousand or a few million, then I guess they'll, by that rationale, they'll probably eventually make it okay for them to start tasering pregnant women too as well. I mean, this is what happens, folks, when you give up your rights. I mean, this is one of the best examples of why we cover this surveillance grid nightmare going on in the UK, is because this is what happens when you acquiesce to tyranny and you give up your rights willfully without standing up and fighting for them. And that's what we hope to do. This is an information war, and we continue to get the information out to people on a regular basis. That's what we have to do. If we had enough people in this fight already, folks, I wouldn't even be bothering getting up here and getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, and getting up here and doing a radio show. I wouldn't bother. But the point is, we don't have enough people. And don't look to anybody to be your leader. Everyone is a leader. We need 15 million leaders with boots on the ground. If we had 15 million leaders with boots on the ground in this country, we could take this country back. But unfortunately, we don't have those numbers yet. So the education process continues. And that's just bottom line. 2 years ago in Chicago, Amnesty International claims tasers have been responsible for 220 deaths in America since 2001. Many cities and police forces there have banned their use against minors. 2 years ago in Chicago, a 14-year-old boy went into cardiac arrest after being shot with one. Medics had to use a defibrillator four times to resuscitate him. Taser International, the American firm that makes the device that tests on pigs, suggested the weapons were safe. tests on pigs, huh? Nice. The Association of Chief Police Officers, which issues guidance to force on the use of weapons sold tasers, would be made readily available for conflict management and incidents of violence and threats of violence of such severity that they will need to use force. non-firearms officers in 10 forces will be trained to use the weapons. Every incident they are involved in will be assessed over a 12-month trial period. So there you go. Tasers now okay for use in Britain on children. So get ready for that, folks. If you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, or you're not going to do your damnedest to make sure that nobody does, then you're pretty much setting yourself up for that to be coming to your state and your town pretty soon, because everything they're doing over there, they're going to bring over here next. And that's really the goal, and that's really the plan. And it's just, I can't even fathom it. And then this, you know, if the climate for World War III and the climate for a false flag, again, you know, a lot of people have been saying for a lot amount of time that another false flag or another attack or something like that could very well happen in the United States prior to the elections. We told you about InfraGuard last week, which is the private firms, infrastructure firms that provide resources who basically have a secret relationship with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI to provide resources, not if, but when martial law is declared in this country. These people are talking about this stuff like it's a foregone conclusion, folks, okay? And I'm not anybody that, not really somebody that ever, you know, that just hypes every little thing about martial law and tries to scare you with it. I don't do that. But folks, look, I mean, these people are getting ready. They're telling you by their own admissions, not if martial law is declared, but when. So this is coming. And so when I see an article like this, this is from crooksandliars.com, Lieberman sends nuclear note to executive branch. Senator Joe Lieberman, in his capacity as chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, has assigned gloomy homework to 16 federal agencies, asking them for full descriptions of their preparations in case of a nuclear device detonating on U.S. soil. It is a nightmare scenario, terrorists importing a nuclear weapon and sending it off in an American city. So the agencies will soon be receiving a letter from Lieberman and ranking Senator Susan Collins, asking them to answer a series of questions. And you notice what this is. This is a sly intelligence gathering operation, folks. They're sending out questionnaires to 16 federal agencies to see how prepared they are for in the event of a nuclear strike going off or nuclear bomb by a terrorist going off in a city. You see what this is? They're using this for intel gathering. They're going to see what cities are most prepared, what cities are least prepared, and then base what their next false flag is off of that intelligence. And Joe Lieberman is heading this up. Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. The purpose of the six questions, some in multiple parts, is to assist the committee in determining the current state of the nation's operational readiness to protect the people of the United States from nuclear terrorism and to carry out critical response missions in the event of a detonation of a nuclear device in the United States. The letter also includes the cheery passage, "The effects of a nuclear attack on the United States are almost beyond comprehension. Even if we only consider the impact that a relatively small 10 kiloton nuclear device would have on a city center, the devastation would be catastrophic. From the epicenter of the blast to a distance of approximately one-third of a mile, every structure would be destroyed and virtually no one would be left alive." My goodness. While our primary goal must be to be the prevention of such an attack, the letter points out, we must also prepare for the eventuality that a determined terrorist may succeed despite our best efforts. So again, folks, when you think about the chairman of the Senate of Homeland Security Committee, Lieberman, sending out letters to 16 agencies asking about their preparedness, I mean, that, again, that's a very clear indicator they are intel gathering to run a cost-benefit analysis to see what they're going to go forward with. Let's go to the phone lines. Rich in New Hampshire, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Well, we got to go to commercial break, so stay right there, Rich. We'll come back to you on the other side of the break. This is The Gold Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Is the number to get you on the air on the program here in the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves, host of the program. Before the break, we cut Rich in New Hampshire off right at the end, so let's go back to Rich in New Hampshire on the phone lines. Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I don't mind being cut off. Actually, it gave me a little time to pull something up on the net, which would have been useful anyway. You were talking about pregnant women and children being tasered as if that could happen here in America. But I'm calling to tell you that it has happened. And if you do an internet search for pregnant woman tasered, you'll come up with several cases. Seattle, South Carolina, Florida, and this is just on the first page.
And right.
So it is happening. It has happened.
Well, right. I'm aware that it has happened, but the point of it is what I was stating is this is a UK Daily Mail article where they're saying that now police are saying that it's okay for them to do so as far as children are concerned. Yeah, I'm aware that it has happened, but it's a completely different thing, for them to come right out and say, okay, now it's okay for you to taser women and children. I mean, think about that. If an American police force came out and said, okay, now troops, you can go out and taser children and women, that would be a little bit of a different thing. So I think you may have got me confused there.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clear that up for you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. I appreciate the call.
You know, the thing is, if I oppose tasing completely, and here's why. Because the police are to serve and protect, and if they were doing their job of protecting us from violent people, they wouldn't need to. They wouldn't be going after people for infractions, possession of certain substances or whatever. And when you think about it, the only time they should use violence is when it's absolutely necessary. And with the tasers, it enables them to inflict violence on a whim. I mean, they could use those things for torture devices. They could use them to get you to do something that you wouldn't ordinarily do. They could get, you know, they could be used to force you to get out of your car, for example, or whatever. So I think they shouldn't be used, period, let alone on children and pregnant women.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing, Rich, is you know, in the beginning when we first started hearing about law enforcement getting tasers, the whole thing in the beginning was we were told that these were going to be used in situations where they could subdue a suspect in lieu of having to shoot them. So if they were, you know, wanted for murder or something else of that nature, they could be subdued without a, you know, gunfire, and then be taken into custody and then put on trial. But see, now they've forgone the whole thing of, okay, these are just used to subdue subjects so we can put them on trial, to the fact that they're using these on nonviolent people, people who, you know, basically are just saying, no, I don't want you to violate my Fourth Amendment. Okay, you don't want me to violate your Fourth Amendment, I'm going to shock you with a taser. I mean, I agree. You know, why even bother using these things at all?
Right. Well, like anything the government starts out doing, it always gets bigger and worse.
Oh, yeah. They always try to give you some sort of, you know, malign little reason at first to why they're bringing something about, and in the end it always ends up having some sort of nefarious use and purpose.
Right. Well, back to your show. I'm enjoying
it. All right, Rich. All right, well, I appreciate your call, man. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And, yeah, exactly. He's exactly right. I mean, you know, Rich brought up a good point. And that point is that we shouldn't even be sitting here talking about whether or not we agree or disagree with children and women being tased, okay? That's not even something we should be sitting here discussing. The fact of the matter is, we shouldn't be using these things at all. And these are, you know, this year you can continue to see this. I mean, folks, they were reducing us to lower than animal level. I mean, you know, nothing. I mean, look, I could sit here all day and talk about this news, and I can tell you how mad I am about it. But, you know, the one thing that makes me madder than hell than anything is the absolute dehumanization of not only the American people, but people worldwide. I just can't stand to see dehumanization brought down upon the citizenry of the humans of Earth. I can't stand it. Nothing makes me sicker. Davey in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning there. Man, I tell you, that programming is just over the top. I appreciate you bringing up that movie Enemy of the State earlier. I've kind of lived that since Waco. And, you know, the fact is these people are the terrorists, and they're printing currency over here and running this criminal enterprise they call the United States government. But, you know, back when Waco happened, it was, you know, I edited the film during the siege and produced a film, and, well, I didn't produce it. I did most of the editing from the raw footage. It's called the Ken Fawcett Theory, and you can look at it on that APFN website on their video list. It's on there. Anyway,
right.
The reason I call was, you know, a couple of things. One, you know, back then talking with the lawyers, there's some, a couple of them anyway, that were, you know, pretty adamant about the fact that the Davidians, especially the children, were tortured before they were murdered. And, you know, that's true. And that's pretty disgusting right there on its face. And the very fact that the people, especially the men in Texas, didn't go down there and surround the terrorists and put a stop to it, it just convicts, you know, not only the men of Texas, but the men of America of not being men, of you know, being gelded, so to speak. But is that music coming on?
Yeah, stay right there, Davey. I'll let you finish up on the other side.
All right.
This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reed. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air on the duration of the program today. I'm going to move fast through the calls because I've got a lot more news to get into in the final half hour of the program. We're talking to Davey in Texas. Davey, go ahead and finish up, brother.
All right, man. Thank you. I just wanted to touch on that gut-wrenching depravity that you're talking about. You know, man, I had to move some boxes of files the other day, and I found a box that had, you know, a bunch of stuff in there. And anyway, there's files in there. These guys have been butchered and tortured over here in America, you know, and murdered inside the so-called prison system. And people don't know about it because who owns the media? There's a couple stories happening today. One is out of Miami, a money laundering case. A guy named is Bruce Bagley. He's an expert on drug trafficking, chairman of international studies at University of Miami. Talking about this money laundering activity going on down there. Number two is there's an oil pipeline that exploded down in South Texas. I don't know if you knew about that one yet or not. Anyway, I appreciate all your effort, and I really wished I hadn't missed that interview with Eustace Mullins. I just wanted to point out that, you know, when you see this gut-wrenching depravity that justifies torturing women and children, I mean, it's just way past time for people to take a hard look at picking up a couple of stones and doing what's right. Thank you, Josh.
All right, Davey, I appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I'll have the podcast for the Eustace Mullins interview up on my website, The Global Reality, at some point this weekend, probably by maybe tonight or tomorrow. I'll have it up there. So just check my website, The Global Reality. com, and there's some of my other interviews up there as well. You can hear my interviews that I've done with Jim Mars, interviews that I've done with David Icke. That was a great interview, as well as Michael Rivera from WhatReallyHappened.com. So you can check out those on my website, TheGlobalReality.com. Let's go to the phone lines again. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, call.
Good morning, Josh.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Another good program today. Man, I've got 20 things to talk about, but I won't do that. First of all, to go back to last week real quick, that InfoGuard was really amazing to me. And after you went off the air, something came to mind. It's kind of similar to the LifeLock, isn't it? Join this club and everything will be fine. No one will steal your identity and you'll have it made. I wonder if there's any any similarity between the two groups.
You know, I have to look into that. I don't know. I'd have to tell, but, you know, it does sound like it came from the same script writers that generally write this kind of, you know, of plans that they enact.
Well, what I'd like to say, Josh, and this may be a little bit off the wall, but what this boils down to, I think, is more than just a world government, if there can be something more than world government. I think it goes back, if you'll look and go back at the eugenics movement, and I bring this up a lot because I really believe that this is at the root of the problem. This is the foundation. These people believe that they're superior to others, and they're going about engineering and divining and, I guess, creating people that they want. You know, I think it was Goethe that said that the perfect slave, basically a paraphrase, is what a better slave to have than one that believes himself to be free. And Americans are in that condition right now. We're driving and we're going to work and we're making money and we're enslaved and we don't even know it.
Well, I'd have to agree with that 100%. You know, I mean, you look at what these people plan on doing. I mean, look, they have AI supercomputers now. They have cybernetic interfaces. I mean, these people really want to create a genetic subspecies race, depopulate us, do away with us, merge with machines, and have a completely separate race that they rule over. I mean, look, we had an article that came out this week that said that whites would be a minority by 2050. I mean, this is part of the plan. I mean, they want to be able to be a completely different race and have everybody else be slaves, and then by virtue of the fact that they are a different race, that will be their excuse for why they are able to rule over everyone. I mean, it's scary, John.
Well, Josh, you brought up last week, you brought up this InfoGuard and all of this stuff. You know, that in itself is amazing. But if the people will just do a simple search on the Internet and search transhumanism, and search post-humanism, you'll see that this is more than a theory. These schools all around the world, I'm talking about Cambridge and Oxford and Carnegie Mellon and University of Iowa and Florida and all the colleges around America are actually offering courses in transhumanism and post-humanism. They're divining they're creating laws how to prosecute someone that is something more than a human being. Crime scene investigation of a transhuman crime. I mean, this stuff, Josh, it's really going on. They're doing
it. Yeah, it's here. Yeah, it's here. 100%. John, I appreciate the call. I got to move on. Thanks a lot. He brought up InfoGuard, and we talked about that last week, and I've done an amazing amount of coverage on that. I was actually the first person that went on air to talk about that on my weekday show last week, and we did some more research into that this week. And what I wanted to tell you about, because we covered it last week, was my first impression of that, you know, because it is securing the infrastructure, not if but when martial law is declared. But also, you know, what on face value, it kind of looked as if, okay, this is another one of their consolidation moves where they're going to make sure that only a select handful of people are actually able to provide resources, when in reality, what it really is they're not worried about providing resources or food and water and telecommunications or anything of that nature to us, folks. This is to make sure that the governmental infrastructure stays intact while the rest of us are either in FEMA camps or, eating rats and fighting each other for a scrap of bread. It's getting bad. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you on all the posturing that's been going on lately. I don't know if you saw it, but Mr. Colley of the Texas Emergency Management came out with an article on December 16th about the state running background checks on evacuees from emergencies. Did you see that one?
No, I did not. Tell us about it.
Let me read it to you. Texans who board evacuation buses during hurricanes or other emergencies must first submit to criminal background checks, the state's emergency management director has decided. The policy is an attempt to keep sex offenders and fugitives from boarding evacuation buses with children and elderly and the disabled, said Jack Colley, the chief of state's Division of Emergency Management. Sex offenders or other criminals will not be left behind, just evacuated on different buses, he says. This will allow us to help them evacuate. We're not going to leave anyone. The intent, he said, is to make sure vulnerable evacuees don't become criminal targets. Yeah, as if they care, right? State officials will be able to segregate undesirable evacuees even in the chaos of an emergency, he says. We'll be able to do it, Colley said. We'll have procedures, and we're not going to advertise what they are. Under the plan, anyone who boards an evacuation bus must provide a name. Officials can ask for photo ID, but one is not needed to board. Officials will check names against sex offender registries and other criminal databases, Colley said. They are interested in identifying sex offenders, people with outstanding warrants, and parolees. We're all entitled to privacy, but we're not entitled to anonymity, Colley said. Okay, that's the article. I have been calling since December 18th or 20th to my state representatives. First, I called this Colley's office, and I asked them what federal directive or program are they implementing, and they won't answer me. So I called my state representative and had them call them and see if they can find out what FEMA document or what Department of Homeland Security document that they're working off of, and they wouldn't answer them either. So this is just more posturing for what's coming in the future. And also, Jones did an article on the wristbands that will be put on evacuees with an RFID so that they can be tracked from a satellite. And this is just so that the government can keep track of you, they're telling these people. This is all just posturing for what's coming in the future. Did you hear on the news that our grain supplies are at the lowest level in a long, long time?
Yeah, actually, I did hear about that, and you know, that goes right back to, you know, the decimation of the food supply through the genetically modified, you know, Monsanto foods. I mean, you're just completely ravaging the landscape, and again, you know, like you talked about the FEMA camp thing, I mean, this is all a plan. None of this stuff was by accident, John. I mean, this is carefully crafted, and they're moving forward.
Yeah, this posturing, see, that when they announced that the grain supply is low, that means that there's going to be a spike in the prices very soon, and they're getting you used to it, and they're just getting you accustomed to it. So keep your ear to the ground, and you know, keep your gunpowder dry, and we're going to see what happens. God bless
you.
Absolutely,
John. God bless you, too. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah, he's exactly right. I mean, look, you know, that's what this is about. None of this stuff, that's what they do. I mean, that's why I have a problem with these things. I mean, that's, you know, I talk about weather modification all the time, okay? That's why I have a problem with this kind of stuff, folks, because these people are moving, I mean, by their own admissions, they're moving into away from the, you know, the hard-kill terrorist attacks of using things like flying planes into buildings and setting off nukes. I'm not saying one of those things might not happen again, but the point is they have the technology now to create natural disasters to get as a pretext to get the means and goals achieved that they want to achieve, you know, martial law, as he was talking about the tagging and tracing of specific undesirable people. I mean, you know, I mean, this is we're very much in the climate of tyranny and moving towards, you know, something where we're not. I mean, especially when you look, if you've got state and government officials not even wanting to discuss this stuff when it's mainstream news, folks, we are in serious danger. Unbelievable. Let's get into some more news here real quick. Chairman Mao proposed sending 10 million Chinese women to the U.S. Chinese leader Mao Zedong proposed sending 10 million Chinese women to the United States in talks with top envoy Henry Kissinger in 1973, according to documents released Tuesday. The powerful chairman of the Chinese Communist Party said he believed such immigration could kickstart bilateral trade, but could also harm the United States was a population explosion similar to China, according to documents released Tuesday by the State Department on the U.S.-China ties between 1973 and 1976. Folks, this single-handedly proves what we've been talking about all along, and that is the population explosion and decimation of the American landscape through the open borders with the illegal immigration system that we're coming to now. This proves that the Rockefellers, via Henry Kissinger, were planning to do this with the Chinese in the 1970s, is openly admitted to this week now. In a long conversation that stretched way past midnight in Mao's residence on February 17, 1973, the cigar-chomping Chinese leader referred to the dismal trade between the two countries, saying China was a very poor country, and what we need have in excess is women. He first suggested sending thousands of women, but as an afterthought proposed 10 million, drawing laughter at the meeting also attended by Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai. Kissinger, who was President Richard Nixon's national security advisor at the time, told Mao that the United States had no quotas or tariffs on Chinese women, drawing more laughter. It's a big, sick joke to these people. Kissinger then tried to highlight to Mao the threat posed by the Soviet Union and other global concerns as he moved to lay the groundwork for restoring diplomatic ties a year after Nixon's historic visit to China. But Mao dragged the talks back to the topic of Chinese women. Let them go to your place. They will create disasters. That way you can lessen our burdens, Mao said. Do you want our Chinese women? We can give you 10 million, he said. Kissinger noted to Mao that improving his offer. Mao continued, by doing so, we can let them flood your country with disaster and therefore impair your interests. To our country, we have too many women and they have a way of doing things. They give birth to children and our children are too many. A shrewd diplomat, Kissinger seemed to turn the tables on Mao, replying, it is such a novel proposition, we will have to study it. So proof right here, folks, at the admission that they were planning on trying to flood the United States in the 1970s with Chinese women to hurt the United States. I mean, absolutely astounding that they're bringing this out now. So, I mean, this gives more credence to that. I want to touch on this real quick. We had the tornadoes in Arkansas last week. Well, a couple weeks ago I covered an article where they're talking about the FEMA trailers and the formaldehyde and how they were saying, oh, no, these are safe. There actually is no formaldehyde. Well, this week, this is from the New York Times, Arkansas FEMA trailers for tornado victims. Some of the thousands of trailers sitting unused since they were bought by the Federal Emergency Management Agency in 2005 for Gulf Coast hurricane victims may finally be put to use to help victims of last week's tornadoes, officials said. Some members of Congress have accused FEMA of playing down the danger of possible formaldehyde contamination in the trailers, 7,200 of which are stored at the Hope County Airport, but an agency spokesman said the trailers were safe. The decision to use some of the trailers for Arkansas and Tennessee twister victims comes after requests by state officials and members of Arkansas' congressional delegation. Okay, so first they said they were safe. Then guess what they came out and said yesterday? The CDC actually came out yesterday and said, no, the trailers are toxic. We need people, the Gulf Coast hurricane victims, to move out of those because they're toxic. Yet they're still sending these up to Arkansas and Tennessee for people to live in. And again, what we were talking about with John in Tennessee. I mean, these people don't give two iotas about human life or anything else. I mean, it's been almost the theme of this show, is everything that, you know, it's just a complete dehumanization, folks. And at what point is enough enough? And at what point do we stand up and say, we're not going to take this anymore? I don't know. Because with the technology and the things that they have, they have effectively rendered our conventional weapons useless. Folks, they have sound cannons. They have electromagnetic pulse weapons. They have everything under the sun you can imagine. And conventional weapons are not going to work. So we have to put ourselves in a position with the brain power that we have in the freedom community to start getting people who know how to create technology into starting to create our own counter-technology to combat these scientific weapons that this technocracy wants to bring down upon us. And how we go about doing that? Well, the first thing we do is to say we're going to do it. That's the first thing. No matter if you already have any way of doing it right now or not, the first thing you have to do is say, okay, look, they have the scientific weaponry to essentially render our conventional weapons useless. Now, where does that leave us, and what are we going to do to change that? That's what you have to think about. Because, again, you can lay on your back and you can let these people rule over you, and you can let these people take over the country and the world, and let the dehumanization and the depopulation continue, or we can stand up and we can say, okay, look, now it's time for us to start seriously thinking about how to counteract the effects of these scientific weaponry. And it's going to take education. Again, it always goes back to that. You're going to have to educate the people who know how to use this weaponry and have been trained on how to use this weaponry that, look, they want to do this to your kids and your family too. So if we can turn these people that are in the upper echelons of government that are going to be forced to walk the streets of America and patrol the streets of America, that's the problem, because they're already training foreign troops to be here as well. You know, I mean, they've already got foreign troops in this country trained to police the streets of America, folks. I've had people in the armed forces already report that to me, okay? So, I mean, you know, it's serious. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, get into the final segment of the program here. 1-800-313-9443. This is The Gold Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Segment here on The Global Reality on the Saturday morning edition of the broadcast. Glad you all could be with us for the program. This program airs 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, Saturday mornings here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I also do a weekday show on the TruthNet Radio Network. You can check that out, and I'll get all the information by going to my website, theglobalreality.com. I've got a link there to the MySpace, to news articles, to a donation box for our feature film productions, for two or three films we have in the works, all kinds of stuff there on the website on theglobalreality.com. I want to thank all our A&M FM affiliates and everyone for tuning into the broadcast. Real quick here at the very end, this is for Raw Story. This just came out few hours ago. Judge says Saudi threats apparently rolled over British government. The British government apparently has appeared to have rolled over in response to pressure from Saudi Arabia to drop an investigation into alleged bribery in an arms deal with BAE Systems, a high court judge said Thursday. Lord Justice Alan Moses made the comments while hearing a challenge brought by two lobby groups to the legality of the Serious Fraud Office decision to stop the investigation in December 2006. Saudi Arabia's rulers threatened to make it easier for terrorists to attack London unless cooperation and corruption investigations into their arms deals were halted. Previously selected secret files describe how arrangements were told that they investigators were told that they faced another 7-7 and the loss of British lives in British streets if they pressured with their inquiries into the Saudis and carried out the threat of intelligence. Well, the reason they don't want anyone to find out, folks, is because they know if they continue to look into this stuff, they're going to find out what we already know, and they're going to confirm what we already know. And that's that British intelligence, MI5 and MI6, has worked in tandem with Saudi Arabia and worked in tandem with these different groups, the Taliban. They've been mentoring the Taliban. They've been giving them weapons, funding them by their own admission. The London Telegraph reported that a few weeks ago. And that's all this is. They just don't want to confirm what we already know. What we already know is the truth, and that's the bottom line. Folks, I want to thank you again so much for tuning in to the broadcast, and we hope that you will continue to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Check out republicbroadcasting.org and all the fine sponsors there to keep this network bringing you the message of truth and freedom day in and day out here, and I just want to thank everyone for checking that out. Thanks to all my callers. You guys are great. I'm just some of you guys have been here with me since the first show I've done. And I just can't thank you enough for being up here early. I also want to thank Manny for being behind the boards and being up early with me. Mate, thank you, Manny, for all your hard work. I appreciate it, buddy. And we'll see you back here next week. Again, you know, folks, your liberty, freedom, and liberty is not going to be given to you by somebody else. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to get provided to you by someone else, not Ron Paul, not anybody. Freedom and liberty and decision to take the country and the world back is in your hands. You have to make the conscious effort to say, I'm not going to take this anymore, and I'm going to start educating other people about what's going on, and I'm going to start bringing other people in. Look, we need 15 million leaders. We don't need one leader, folks. We need a leaderless resistance with 15 million leaders with boots on the ground to take this country back. And no amount of protests or anything else is going to stop these people until we get that significant amount of people in this country aware and awake to what the New World Order and the rest of these cronies and the global elite want to do to them. So start looking into the secret knowledge. Dig deeper. Shatter your paradigm. If you think you know everything, completely tear it down. Start digging more. Look into the secret knowledge and figure out what these people know so we can put it in the hands of free humanity. My name is Josh Reeves. I love each and every one of you. You guys have a great afternoon. Stay tuned for Larry Beecraft coming up next. We'll see you next week back here on The Global Reality. My name is Josh Reeves, signing off. Take care.